Who wins? Who loses?
Good game. Good game.
Want to know what the experts say?
Hey, let's go bring it up!
Oh, well, we don't really have any experts per se.
Oh, bring it up! Bring it up! Bring it up!
It's the Danny Wright Show's weekly NFL picks.
We are the champions.
With Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer. The Sports Buzz.
97.7 The River.
It is championship weekend in the NFL. I've got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer. We're going to pick some NFL games. Last week, Ben, quite a week, 4-0. I went 3-1. Brad went 2-2. The overall standings, I'm still in the lead at 37-14. Ben is at 34-17. Brad is at 33-18.
This is anybody's race. This is incredible.
Very exciting.
I fell asleep for a second. What happened?
Oh boy. Well, our standings aside, it's a big Sunday, obviously, here in the Bay Area. We'll go with that game first. That is the first game, which I'm, as a Niner fan, very happy about, that the first game on Sunday is Niners and Eagles. So I don't have to wait all day. That's just so stressful. So
always about you, Danny. What
that's
is it?
Right.
The Danny Wright Show. Always about you. Some of us have to coach basketball in the morning.
Oh, I forgot about that. Sorry. Well,
something
involved
you.
With your family. That's your problem.
Just name this thing the Danny Wright Show, why don't you?
What a great idea. All right, so Niners at Eagles. Brad, what do you think? What do we got?
Take the under. I think it's 46 right now. Take the under for sure. You're going to see it's going to be another defensive battle. Both teams are going to look to try and control the clock. The Niners, there's going to be some drives that are 15, 16 plays at 3.5 to 4 yards a clip, like we saw late in the game against the Cowboys. The difference is against Philadelphia, especially in Philadelphia, you have to finish those drives with touchdowns. It can't be field goals.
Yeah.
Philadelphia's offense. The Niners have the personnel to stop the read option. And I get the sense that Jalen Hurts doesn't want to carry the football. And he does not want to get hit. That shoulder is not healthy. The Giants did not put up much of a fight, so we didn't really have to see that last week. But he doesn't want to get hit. And if I'm the Niners, like, I just hit him every chance you get. Because when you run that read option play, he's a runner. So you can hit him. And the Niners are going to do that. I think you're probably going to see a dubious roughing the passer call or two in the game, because you just got to get him off his spot, and you got to get him hesitating every time he's got to tuck the ball in. Problem is, you do that, they can change their game plan because they've got such great receivers on the outside that both can win one-on-one matchups. And the Niners have been giving up shot plays down the field a little bit. So it's a really tough matchup for San Francisco. I'm on board with the Brock Purdy train. I love the magic. Every simulation on this is like 50-50. It's 2.5. Is this the only thing I know is take the under. And I'm going to pick Philadelphia because I think you guys are both going to take the Niners.
Wow.
It's pure strategy, dude. It's pure strategy for this.
You son of a gun, because that was my strategy this whole time, is that, you know what? I think the Niners are going to win. I want the Niners to win. But for separation's sake, to beat Danny, I'm taking the Eagles as well.
Wow.
Because Danny will never. Danny will never.
I knew.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm picking the Eagles too. No. Just kidding. No. Honestly, because they're just like really evenly matched. It's just they're both. This is essentially the Super Bowl. It's like the two best teams in the entire NFL. I think it's going to come down to experience, and the Niners have the experience to bounce back from rough spots. I don't know that the Eagles have that yet. I don't know that they have the experience to have something go wrong and be able to come back. We know the Niners and Brock Purdy could do that. They've done it before. Kyle Shanahan's done it before. So on experience alone, and to have separation, apparently, I'm taking the 49ers. Bengals at Chiefs, AFC Championship. Ben, what do you got?
My goodness. Joe Burrow's 3-0 against Patrick Mahomes. They're calling Arrowhead Stadium Burrowhead Stadium. How do you go against?
That is so good. I didn't know that.
Yes. How do you go against them right now with an injured head-to-head straight up? It's a 50-50 mix. But with Patrick Mahomes hurting with his ankle hurt, this is going to be Joe Scheisty all the way. Let's go, Bengals.
We're going to find out just how good of a coach Andy Reid is, because the last time Patrick Mahomes played in a game of this magnitude with an injury, he got absolutely destroyed by Tampa Bay's defense in the Super Bowl. He had turf toe in that game, if you guys remember.
Oh, right.
He's got similar mobility issues. Kansas City's offensive line is better, but there's no Tyreek Hill. It's, you know, how you're going to see an awful lot of Jerick McKinnon on the field in this game because he's the best. He might be the best pass blocker they have. I just don't know that they'll be able to be explosive enough against a Cincinnati team that right now is just imposing its will offensively on everyone. And their defense has gotten better and better every single week. Burrowhead, it's perfect. It's too perfect to not work.
Yeah, I think that Patrick Mahomes is a lot more hurt than he's late. You know, he's walking around looking like he's okay in the press conferences and stuff. But I think that's really all for show. That there's no way a high ankle sprain, he's feeling that good. He's not going to be very mobile, like you guys said. There is no separation sakes. I think the Bengals are going to win as well.
Who are the Rams playing?
Madden, maybe. I don't know.